This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running and flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. An ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. Good morning. It's Saturday, the 11th of August. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Now, I actually had a little bit of a Twitter exchange with David Lionholm.
And what did you say, Mac?
Well, no,
what did he tell you, more importantly?
Well, it was around, first off, it was around Sky News, and as some of you would know, might know, American Express, for example, have withdrawn their advertising from Sky News, as have Huggies.
And why have they done that?
Because they say the content doesn't meet their standards on values. So they didn't like it. Anyway, someone had tweeted that David Lionholm has cut up his Amex card and he now refuses to wear Huggies, which I thought was rather good. Anyway, David Lionholm tweeted yesterday, there's a certain irony in Sky News being deplatformed from train stations in Melbourne, having itself deplatformed Mark Latham, Blair Cottrell and David Lionholm. Hopefully they might soon see that the issue is not about approval of what is said. Anyway, I couldn't resist, so I replied, the only irony is that you get elected with preferences of people who would never have voted for you. Anyway.
And what did he say, Macca?
He responded back, that comment merely proves you have no idea how the electoral system works. Go away and stop being a twit.
How did you respond to that?
Well, it was on Twitter. So I responded, I do know how it works. It's called preference farming. You didn't get a quota, mate. Last time I looked, you got about two-thirds of a quota. The only twits are those who are too lazy to vote below the line, and getting senators like you is the result. He didn't respond.
Well, I probably wouldn't either if I were him.
I put at least two worms on the hook there. I thought he would have yanked on the fishing line. Very disappointing. Still, he is a vet. There you go. Now, Sky News, Tass.
Yeah, look, this is a really interesting topic, isn't it?
Well,
It has occupied so much media airtime, I can't believe it.
It has. But I just want to give people a perspective.
Well, actually, before you do that, explain to our listeners what has occurred.
Okay, so Blair Cottrell, a convicted criminal, four or five different offences, one of them being arson, was on Sky News with, and I'm sorry, his name escapes me, the previous Chief Minister of the Northern Territory, and they gave him a platform. Anyway, he launched into his usual Nazi right-wing ratbaggery. And don't forget, this is the man who said that every home should have a picture of Adolf Hitler in it, and they should hand out copies of Mein Kampf at school. So he's pretty well-balanced sort of chap. But he's a bigot. He's a knuckle-dragging bigot. And don't forget, he's the guy that attacked the performer in Fed Square that you had Richard Watts came in and spoke about.
Yes,
He's actually a bodybuilder. And he's also got a conviction for doing something with steroids. Don't know what. Probably poking them in his eye or something. Anyway, they gave him a platform and there was a big uproar about it because people were saying this isn't about freedom of speech. This is hate speech, and why are they giving this guy a platform? Sky News responded, oh, yes, well, we won't be having him back on and the program's in recess. But they effectively said, oh, well, we didn't know he was coming on. It then came out during the week, I think it was Brodie Harper at The Age, reported that Sky News did know he was going on and gave approval. So Sky News, during the day, is actually, I know you don't have it, Tass, but during the day, there's some good journalists on there, there's some good comments, pretty balanced.
I've never actually watched or listened to it, ever.
Well, you're like 95% of Australians. They haven't either. And basically, but at 5 o'clock, Sky News turns right. It turns right in a big way. Now, Sky News put out a release recently, which I found rather amusing, actually. Sky News delivers record-breaking audiences, weektime primetime, weeknight primetime up 25%, Sunday evenings up 42%. You go, oh, wow. Wow. Now, Foxtel has...
What are the actual numbers, though?
Well, Foxtel has 2.8 million subscribers, thereabouts. Now, how many people do you think watch shows like Peter Credlin?
Don't know.
Now, she's had an audience growth of 160% year on year. Wow, Peter, that's incredible. She now has an average weekly audience.
208,000.
Right?
And what about Bolt?
That's 40,000 a night.
And what about Bolt?
Right? More people live in Ballarat. The Bolt Report. Now, he's had a 36% increase. An average week reach of 239,000. Continues to deliver the program's highest rating season on record. Now, when it was on Channel 10, the only people that watched it were Andrew's mother and Gina Reinhart. Right? Now, Paul Murray Live, right? Award-winning broadcast. I don't know what he won an award for. Is the number one nightly program on Foxtel in its time slot. So it's competing against, you know, the History Channel, you know, fat people making cakes, motoring, and I'm a fat person, I make cakes. Thin people making cakes, everyone making cakes.
I've never known you to make a cake, Macca.
I have made a cake. Remember I made a special Christmas cake? Remember that? The chocolate mud.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, Paul Murray...
It was very special.
...in his time slot, which is 9 p.m., has an average audience, are you ready, 268,000 per week. Now, he's up 139%. You know what, guys? 268,000 people a week. Now, he's on five nights a week, I think. Let's be generous. 60,000 a night. Wow. Out of 2.8 million subscribers. Right? More people have got the clap. Right? So that's an idea about Sky, okay? About the numbers. And incidentally, Joy has more listeners than people who listen. Sorry, than people who watch Sky News.
So, I mean, we will explore this with our mission when we get him online.
They're big numbers, aren't they? They're incredible.
But
Andrew Bolt must have a very large extended family.
But why is this so topical? That's the question. And why has this occupied so much
airtime? Jacinta Allen, the Victorian Transport Minister, made an announcement that she had instructed Metro Trains to withdraw Sky News from the platform broadcast screens. Now, actually, if I'd have been Jacinta, I would have withdrawn it, but I would have replaced it with ABC 24 or something. Mm. I wouldn't have said anything, right? Because what has happened is she's become a target. You know you're really in Rupert's eyesights when you get a vicious cartoon in the Herald Sun.
Mm.
So all week, News Corp have been attacking her, and there's a cartoon that ran of Jacinta standing on the edge of a platform with a remote control and she's clicking it. And in the background it says, you know, that she's... it's basically attacking her for taking Sky News off. But in the background there are about 10 or 12 black youths engaged in a fight. So... You know, this is dog whistling of the worst kind. This is racism. This is the Herald Sun. Mark Knight, the cartoonist at the Herald Sun. Mate, you should stop dipping your poison finger in the ink pot and drawing such shit. Seriously.
Macca, one of our listeners says, the people who watch Bolt are in nursing homes and are on Xanax.
Well, it's the only way you could watch it. You'd have to be on drugs of some kind, preferably prescription.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.